Praise the Lord.
Love Talk Radio.
I want you with me. I want you shining in purity. I want you with me. I want you shining in righteousness. And I am after a prize. I'm after the prize. One I can possess. One I can refine. To shine like the strength of the sun. I want your soul, I want your all, every beat of your heart.
Shining in purity. And I
once new, shining in purity. I want you with me.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We give glory and honor to God on this evening. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for tuning in by way of telephone or by way of the internet to Unveiling the Kingdom on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We're so excited to be with you in your homes, in your cars, in place of business. We're just glad that we can bring the kingdom to you. Amen. We're just so excited about what the Lord is doing in this time, in this season. We're in a holiday season. We're in a time where we're just worshiping and praising God for the birth of Christ. And this may not be his actual birth season, but we're still celebrating. We take every day as a day to celebrate the Lord, to celebrate our Savior. And we're just so excited to come to you on tonight. Thank you for calling in and tuning in once again. And at this time, we're going to open up with a word of prayer. And I just want you to know that at the end of our session, we will be opening up the lines for feedback and for questions, inquiries, anything you want to know, if you just want to give a praise report, or maybe you have a prayer request. Amen. At the end, we will open up the line. So I hope you can stay tuned for the entire broadcast. And again, we welcome you. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We just exalt your name, oh God. We press into the kingdom just to exalt you. We press into the kingdom just to exalt you, just to exalt you, oh God. We lift your name up above the heavens, above the earth, oh God, because you alone, El Elyon, you are the Most High God, and we honor you. We honor you. We give you all the praise, all the worship, oh God. We lift your name, oh God, because you're worthy, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised. We honor you, O God, because you are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, O God. You are Alpha, you are Omega, God. We love you. We thank you. We praise you, O God. We thank you because you've been so good to us, O God. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, O God, for your tender mercies. We thank you, oh God, just for blessing us with our health and our strength. We thank you, oh God, that we can move our arms and legs, the activity of our body. We have the ability to walk and breathe, oh God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for blessing us with a clear understanding, with our whole mind, oh God. We can understand, oh God, we have full function of all of our body, oh God. We thank you, oh God, just for being our King, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, oh God. Lord, you make a way out of no way, God, and we thank you. We just praise you on tonight. We honor you, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you would bless those that are on the call line on tonight, those that are calling in, even those that are calling in to listen to the recording, oh God, those that are tuning in on the internet to listen to the pre-recording, oh God, that's listening to it later. God, we ask that you would bless every family that hears this word on tonight. We ask that you would bless every family, bless every ministry, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would take us to our next level now. We decree and we declare we're at our next level now. We decree and we declare it, oh God, as we press into a new year, oh God. We're pressing into a clearer understanding of your purpose in our lives. We're tapping into a clearer understanding of our destiny, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would use this phone call, oh God, use this broadcast to impart into your people wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, reveal to us the secret things that have been hidden, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us clarity and understanding on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we praise you and we thank you, oh God. We thank you for every ministry that's represented on this line, oh God. We ask that you would bless your people like never before. We ask that you would bless and pour out your anointing and pour out your power on this line. Lord, let somebody be healed. Let somebody be delivered. Let somebody be set free, oh God. Let the word come, oh God, to bring revelation. Let God let the word come to bring manifestation, oh God, manifestation of your will in our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done and let your kingdom come, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your will tonight in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're just so happy to come to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for those that are hosting this show with us, Kingdom Builders International, Elder Doc and his lovely wife, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Doc. We just thank God for them opening this door for us and giving us this opportunity to come into your home, come into your cars or your place of business or wherever you are listening on tonight. We thank God, and we're asking that if anyone is in the Detroit area, Detroit, Michigan, or Southfield, Michigan, they have started their ministry, Kingdom Builders International, in Southfield, Michigan. The address is 16250 Northfield Drive, Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northfield Drive, in Southfield, Michigan. Amen. They have service every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in room 369. Amen. And we're just so excited. You can also join them every morning, Monday through Friday, for Kingdom Daughters Prayer Line. Amen. And I call in, and I'm always blessed when I call in. I thank God for these powerful women of God that are going forth and just letting the Lord have his way. And you can tune in also. That's Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. And that telephone number for that prayer conference call is 218-895-0280. Let me give you that telephone number again. It's 218-895-0280. And the access code is 772-937. Amen. And that is a blessed ministry. If you're in the Detroit area or the Southfield, Michigan area, go by there, Christian Kingdom Builders International, and you will be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We thank you, oh God, we just thank the Lord that we can come to you. And I just want to give you a brief update about our ministry. We will be having live conferences every week. We're going to change over to a live video conference, and we're going to get that information to you. We will also be coming to you by way of Periscope shortly, so we'll be getting that information to you also. And we also want to invite you to listen to Unveiling the Kingdom conference call, and that's every Thursday morning, 12 o'clock noon Central Standard, every Thursday at 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time. And you can join us by way of conference call. The telephone number is 712-775-7031, and the code is 546-487-745#. And if I'm going too fast, you can always meet us on Facebook, Unveiling the Kingdom conference call on Facebook, or Unveiling the Kingdom blog talk on Facebook. Amen. We're just so excited, and we just want to let you know that we have been in an in-depth teaching, and we're teaching about the kings of the kingdom. We're teaching about the anointing, and we're teaching about the unveiling of the kingdom, because there are things that are hidden from us, and this is a time of revealing. God is revealing things to his prophets, and the prophets are shouting them from the mountaintops. And we just want to let you know what thus says the Lord, because God is getting ready to do some great exploits in 2016. People of God, you need to get ready for a mighty move of God. If you have been waiting on God and you've sold out and you've just been waiting on God to move, and you know that the promises of God are yea and amen, and you know that God is going to do some great things, and you can feel it in the core of your existence, you can feel that God is about to move, I want to let you know that yes, he is. The time is now. God is getting ready to pour out his anointing on all flesh. He is going to anoint your sons, your daughters. Amen. And the old men shall dream dreams. I tell you, this is the time. This is the dispensation. It is time for a move of God. And 2016 is going to be a year of supernatural, the year of the supernatural. People are going to see God like they've never seen God before. And he's going to bless his remnant. He's going to bless those that have been pressing into the kingdom. And if you are one of the people that have been pressing into the kingdom, if you are one of the sons of God, one of the daughters of God who's been pressing into the kingdom, God is getting ready to use you mightily. God is getting ready to anoint you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You are getting ready to do some great exploits for the Lord. And it won't be to bring attention to yourself. It won't be to let your name go out there, but it'll be for the glory of God. It's time for him to be glorified. It's time for the Son of Jesus Christ to be glorified. And he's just looking for some people that he can pour his anointing into. And we're just so excited, because we know that if you're on this line, you are chosen for such a time as this. And we want you to be encouraged. Amen. And we're just so excited about what God is doing. And we're going to open up now. Praise the Lord with our opening scripture. Amen. I'm going to ask that you get your Bible. I'm going to ask that you get pen and paper ready to take notes, because this will be a phenomenal move of God. We're so excited about what God is doing, and he is going to speak to us on this evening. And I want you to be able to go back through your notes and the things that you have heard. You know, you can write it down so that you have something to reference and something that you can talk to others about, because it's going to be very exciting. Because the Word of God is exciting when he begins to open it up. When the Lord begins to open up the secret treasures, it's just exciting. Amen. And I'm just so glad to be a part of what God is doing. We're going to ask everyone to please, at this time, in your word, we're going to be reading from the King James Version, and we're going to ask that you go with us to Ezekiel 43. I'm pulling it up also, even as I get ready, because I'm just so excited about what God is going to do. This is like, oh my God, this is just like me. This word is not for babies. I'm telling you, for people, mature people that want to go higher in God. They want to go higher in God. We're going to start in Ezekiel 43. We're going to start at the 5th chapter, and we'll be reading down to the 12th chapter. Ezekiel 43, 5 through 12. And I'm going to start reading now. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the house. And the man stood by me. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne, the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings, nor by their whoredoms, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places, in their setting of their threshold by my threshold, and in their post by my post, and the wall between me and them. They have even defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed. Wherefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their whoredom and their carcasses of their king far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. Thou, son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house, and the fashion thereof, and the goings out thereof, and the comings in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. This is the law of the whole of the house. Upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. Amen. We're also going to go to Matthew, the second chapter. Turn with me to Matthew, the second chapter. And we're going to start at the 11th verse. We're just going to read that one scripture. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Amen. And now we're going to go to, I believe we're going to go to St. Luke. We're going to go to St. Luke 17. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to verse 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said unto them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And then our last scripture, we'll be going back to Matthew, and we're going to go to the 24th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 12. Praise God, 12 through 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Let me start that again. I'm supposed to start at 12. I'm sorry. Matthew 24, verse 12 through 14. Let me read that again. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word, and we ask that the Lord will bless his word on today. And we're going to turn it over to Apostle Ron. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle Ron. I don't hear you, man of God. I'm sorry, I don't hear you. No, I don't hear you, man of God. Can you? Are you on the right? Okay, no, I don't hear you at all. You're not on. Amen. We're having some experiences and technical difficulties. I'm going to ask everyone to please be patient. We're thankful and grateful. We just give God honor and praise. We know that the enemy is mad, but he cannot do anything because God has all power in his hands. And we're just going to wait for Apostle Ron to come online. I'm going to ask that you please be patient with us as we work through these technical difficulties. Amen. Giving all honor and glory to God.
Praise God. Can you hear me now? All right. I am just thankful and grateful. As we stated earlier, just thankful and grateful for God's blessing and what God is doing in our lives, how he is moving by his Spirit in our lives. I'm thankful and grateful that God is in the midst of us right now, and even in this time and season where we are, regardless of what's going on around us, it's important to know that we're in the midst of a great time simply because God is in the midst of us. And that's what makes everything great. That's what makes everything wonderful. And I'm hoping that everyone can hear clearly now, but I'm thankful regardless of what happens. I'm thankful that for this opportunity to share the gospel of the kingdom, for this opportunity to speak to God's people regarding his kingdom. And it does not matter about the different holidays and everything that takes place. In spite of all of these things that's going on around us, the Lord's kingdom must be declared by his people. And this is why we are here today, to share that gospel. We've been instructed by God to share the gospel of the kingdom to his people and to reveal his truth to his people. And Apostle Gwen read these passages here in the Word, just identifying some things, and we're going to get right into that. But first of all, I want to thank and praise God for everyone that's made it possible for us to be here and to share this Word and to share the gospel of the kingdom. And as Apostle Gwen was stating, there are all of these opportunities that are being made available to us to share the gospel of the kingdom. And that is because the Lord wants his word to be made known. People have consumed their time with so many things other than the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has not been the priority or the most important things in people's lives. It's just maybe in some cases it's a lot going on, so they don't have time for a whole lot of kingdom stuff. You know, some people are satisfied with their weekly visitations to wherever they go and worship, and that's they're satisfied with that, and they feel like that's good enough. But in the midst of all of that, there's so much more going on around them that you may not even know of. There are things that are taking place are not visible to your physical eyesight, but there are things that's going on in the spirit realm that we need to be aware of. And this is why the kingdom of God is so important, because it brings us into the awareness of what's happening in the realm of the spirit, because the kingdom of God is a spiritual realm. And all of those things that are taking place in the realm of the Spirit have been made known to us by the Holy Spirit to share the truth of God's kingdom and the truth of what's going on around us, both demonic forces and heavenly forces. There's things that's taking place around us that we need to be made aware of in our realm, in the place where we are now, in the earth realm where we are now, that are taking place in the kingdom of darkness and in the kingdom of God. And it's important for us to take that right position. And this is why we're thankful and grateful. This is why God is opening up these doors to share this. And we've been dealing with this subject of the kingdom of God for quite some time. And as that last verse that Apostle Gwen read in Matthew, the 24th chapter, it says, until the gospel of the kingdom is preached throughout all the world. Then, once that has happened, then the end will come. And that means we've got a great job ahead of us. We've got a great job ahead of us. They say that there's, from the worldly statistics, they say that there are like 1 billion Christians in the world today, in a world that has maybe like 7 billion or 8 billion people, the people that they are actually counting, and maybe more with the people that they have not yet counted. But in the midst of all of that, if you have 1 billion believers, if it's really truly 1 billion believers, then there should be a great dynamic move of God everywhere, especially if it only took 12 apostles to turn the whole world upside down. Can you imagine what we would all be able to do if we all had the mission-minded or the kingdom-mindedness to go out and share this gospel where people will come to life? Well, we really thank and praise God for this season, and it is the holiday seasons, which so many people enjoy and have a wonderful time, and we know that that's important, and we don't want to really lose focus on that, but we just want to just bring some information just concerning how necessary it is for us to have the right focus. You know, the whole Christmas season is a time in which we, everywhere, we all come together and we recognize the birth of Jesus Christ. And there is great recognition to Christ in this season, and that is a good thing, that is a powerful thing, but it also lends the opportunity to us to share the real truth of the gospel of the kingdom that he came to give to us. And this is really, really important. It's not just some kind of holiday thing where, okay, on this day we'll think about it, but, you know, around January or February, I'm not going to be thinking about it that much. That's not what pleases God. That's not what pleases God, and it should not be pleasing or satisfactory to the people of God who have been chosen and called to share that gospel. Without the kingdom of God being shared and spread, people's lives will be lost, people's souls will be lost, there will be much darkness advancing. But when we begin to share the gospel of the kingdom, we will be advancing the kingdom, and we will be repelling and reducing the darkness of the enemy from taking hold of our families, loved ones, and taking hold of this world. You know, and even in the consideration of this passage, I'm going to start reading, in consideration of that thought, I'm going to start reading here in Ezekiel, because I want to bring some light to something regarding that, especially regarding this holiday season, because we're here and we're recognizing and bringing attention to Christ. But what happened, many people don't really realize it. If you really take a look at the whole history of it, which we're not going to have time to go into, but if you take a look at the history of it, what happened in recognizing the birth of Christ, there was also a desire to recognize other things. And in recognizing those other things, they determined that they would mix the two holidays together. They would mix the pagan holiday with the holiday recognizing Christ. And they put the two of them together and say, well, we'll satisfy everybody. We won't leave out anybody's desire of satisfaction. We'll put it all together. We'll lump it all together. We'll call it Christmas, and everybody will be happy. We'll be looking at Christ, and then we'll be looking at the other recognition of the holiday and what that actually represents. And what's disturbing to me is that When you're recognizing and honoring the Lord for who he is and what has happened and what he has done, you can't mix that celebration and you can't mix that joy and recognition an honor of God with the honor of anything less than that. You can't honor anything less than what Christ actually represents to us. He is the anointing of God. You can't represent or you can't recognize anything less than that. When you do that, then you are dishonoring the God of our salvation. You are dishonoring the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are dishonoring the King of the universe, the one that created all things. You can't put anything there next to him that is less than him. You can't do that. You can't say, okay, we're going to honor you and we're going to honor you. Anytime you take pagan idolatry or whatever it may be, or maybe if it's just we want to recognize this good guy. This guy was a good guy. We like him. We want to recognize him and the things that he's done in addition to God and the things that he's done. You just can't do that. You can't mix two together. When you mix the two together, one will be honored and the other will be dishonored. You can't give glory and honor to God and men at the same time. You just can't do that. And this is what has happened. It started out to be a good gesture, but they didn't look deep enough into how God feels about it. And here Ezekiel tells a little bit about how God feels about it, because we have to look at everything from a kingdom perspective. It goes beyond the natural perspective. It goes beyond the natural understanding of things. It goes beyond the natural feelings about things. When you're looking at the spiritual things of God or the kingdom perspective of God, you have to look at it from God's heart and God's point of view. What God cares about should be what we care about. In Ezekiel, the 43rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the fifth verse, and it says here, "So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house." Now, this is what God is doing. In order for you to have that real kingdom experience, in order for you to have that real God experience, in order for you to really know what's on God's mind, you're going to have to get taken up in the Spirit, because that's where he needs to reveal to you what's going on in his heart. He's got to separate you from the worldly affections. He's got to separate you from your worldly intentions. He's got to separate you from your carnal self and take you up in the Spirit to bring you into the understanding of what's important and necessary for him and for you. He said, "So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house." The inner court that he was talking about was that the Lord had brought him to the temple, and he took him high up in this place in the mountain and began to reveal some things to him and showed him a house, and from that house he began to set his pattern and he began to set his message. It says right here, "So the Spirit took me up in the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the house, and the man stood by me. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they, nor the king, nor their kings by their whoredom, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places, in their setting of their threshold by my threshold, and their post by my post, and the wall between me and them. They have even defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed. Wherefore, I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their whoredom and their carcasses and their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever." Now you're seeing here that God is taking, he's taking it personal. It's personal with him. He's taking it personal, and he's making it personal to Ezekiel. Here, what he was revealing to Ezekiel was what he is intending for the nation of Israel, for the people of God, for every believer, and for every king of the kingdom of God. And this is what we've been dealing with, is we've been dealing with the kingdom of God. And here we're showing what's on God's mind regarding those individuals that are responsible for his kingdom and for building that kingdom, for establishing that kingdom, for bringing recognition to the kingdom of God, so that they will see what's on God's mind concerning what God is actually building and shaping from his people or out of his people. He is taking his people all over, wherever they are, on the east, from the east, west, north, south, wherever his people are gathered, wherever they have been sent, or wherever they have been determined to be. He is gathering them everywhere, and he is building a kingdom. He is building a house for himself to dwell in, and he identifies that here in this passage. He's letting us know right here in Ezekiel what he is planning for this day in which we're living in. He's letting us know right here in Ezekiel what he is focused on and what he is looking at and what he wants us to know about what his heart feels. He wants us to know about how he feels about what's taking place. And he's saying right here, he said, "Son of man," he said unto him, "Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel." Now, this passage right here is very important because the word throne, he said, "The place of my throne," that's the place of my authority, the seat of my power, my royal dignity. That's what that actually means. And here, that is, in the Greek, the same as the word kingdom. In the Greek, the word kingdom is basileia. It is royal dignity, royal power. It is the place of his realm, the place of his authority, the place of his throne. So he's saying right here, he's sharing this with Ezekiel concerning the kingdom of God that we are now being developed in and identifying us with. He's saying here, "The place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet." Now, here, this is another interesting point, because the word king in the Greek is basileus. The word basileus, that's the word king. It actually means the foundation of power. It means the foot, the step, the stepping place, or the place where the feet are placed for that position of authority. It actually means the stepping place or the foot, the root of it. That's what it means, and a foundation of power. So the word basileus, or the word king, is the root word for the word kingdom, establishing this point that where the kingdom of God is, the king has been, or the king is also. So if God is establishing his kingdom, he must first place his king in the place where his kingdom is to be established. And this is what he's sharing here with Ezekiel to share with us today. And this is what this whole holiday and everything really is supposed to be about, is that what the Lord has done, he has begun this actual work that he talked about here in Ezekiel by bringing to us that king through which the kingdom will be built and established. He set the form and the pattern through the example of Christ. It is all identified. And he's saying, "Now here, my king is here." And what he did here, and I'm moving quickly here, the wonderful thing about it is that he took Christ. Christ positioned himself in our heart. There, the kingdom is being established, and the king is there building it, making us also kings of that kingdom, or governors of that kingdom, which the king himself, the King of Kings, is now establishing. And then in the King of Kings, he's not talking about the kings of this world. He's talking about the kings of the kingdom of God, which we are. He's saying here to him, "Here, I want you to see this, Son of Man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet." He wants to establish his kingdom in our minds, and he wants to establish his king in our heart. The interesting thing about the heart is that the heart is the seat of emotion. It is the seat of passion. It is a place where our appetites are. So if you're hungry for anything, if you're desiring for anything, if you're going to be driven by anything, that which drives you is in your heart. That's where the Lord wants to position the king in our hearts so that we will be driven by his desires, because his desire is building the kingdom of God wherever we go. So wherever we are, wherever we go, the kingdom of God is there because we possess that king which has made us kings and appointed to us that kingdom. Here, I'm going to keep reading. It says, in the midst of the children of Israel forever, my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile. He said, I'm getting ready to set this thing up where it's going to be where people will begin to recognize me and honor me, because my people will recognize me and honor me. So whatever the world does, the world is doing, but whatever they see us doing, it should be the pattern and the example of what moves God, what drives, what God desires, what he loves. Those are the things that we should be reflecting in our lives, and that's what he's looking to see. And it goes on in the eighth verse. It says, in this setting of their threshold, by my threshold, and their post by my post, and the wall between me and them, they have even defiled my holy name by their abominations. He's letting us know right there that you can't put your stuff next to my stuff. You can't put your stuff, you can't put those thresholds, meaning those places to which, those borders to which people cross, that it means a vestibule, a place where people gather. You can't put those particular things that are yours next to the things that are mine. My place is holy. And he was showing him this in the inner court. That inner court is the place of our souls. That inner court is the place where our spirit is. That inner court there, in that place, is where we are, because we are that tabernacle. We are that temple that he is building. Of course, we are familiar with the passage of scripture that he says, I'm not looking to dwell in a place built by men's hands. I'm looking to dwell in a place that is not built by men's hands. The place where I will dwell will not be that of men's ideas. It will not be that of men's carnal or fleshly or earthly things. It will be a place where I have designed in Hebrews 8 and 2. He said, it is the place where I have pitched. That's the tabernacle that I am looking to be my habitation. And here he was speaking of that here in Ezekiel 43, to have that habitation or that place there. And he's saying to him here in this passage, I don't want your stuff next to my stuff. I am God alone. You can't put it there. And what has happened in this holiday is they give attention to the Christ part, but then they give a major attention to the commercial part. And this is one of the reasons why you have people, they're sad on the holidays because they don't have this and they don't have that, and everybody's getting these things, everybody's getting those things. It's okay to have your Christmas holiday and your commercial holidays. That's okay to have that in its own place. But you can't give attention to that to create a time where there should be great joy and worship and happiness, have people's minds confused with the fact that because I didn't get a gift, I'm not happy today, or because I can't give a gift, I'm not happy today. That's not what this day of recognition is all about, even though it is not the actual day through which all these things happen, because we know that the shepherds were there in the mountain keeping the sheep, and you can't do that in the winter months. In Israel, it's too cold. The sheep are out there during the latter months of the fall. But regardless of all that, he does not want us to confuse his time and his day of recognition with anything else. And this is important. And I'm going to go on to say, I'm going to keep reading very quickly. He says, now let them put away these things, get rid of their whoredoms and all their confusions and all the other mixed up things. I don't want this stuff a part of in the midst of me. He said, if once you get rid of those things, I will dwell in the midst of them forever. God is a long-range thinker. He's not talking about dwelling in the midst of them on December 25th and December 26th on Black Friday or Black whatever and all these holidays. He's not talking about all of these gift givings and everything like that. That's good to give gifts. It's good to do that. But he said, I want to have a place in your life forever. So then the message that we are responsible for is sharing the message of a God that wants to live with you in the midst of you, forever dwelling there, directing your life and your children's lives and your children's children's lives. I'm going to keep reading. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house and the fashion thereof and the goings out thereof and the going and the comings in thereof and the forms thereof and the ordinances thereof and all the forms thereof and all the laws thereof and write it in their sight that they may keep the whole form thereof and all the ordinance thereof and do them. This is important, people. And it says, this is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. The whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. Now, this is what God is saying about the law or the commandment or the order or what he desires for himself to dwell in. Now, he did that in Christ. Christ is in us doing the same thing, and we have to honor that and respect that, and we have to reveal that to the house. What has happened in the Christian world and in our day, we are not revealing the true desire of God, which is establishing his kingdom to dwell in forever. That's not being recognized. It's not being shared. It's not being presented by the whole house. You got some people talking about it over here, some people talking about it over here, and some people doing their own thing over there. There is to be one focus, one recognition. There is only one God. There is only one God. Not a whole lot of different, a thousand little bitty parts of who God is. That is not what God's interest is. That is not what God's focus is. He said, I need you to do this, and I will be in the midst of you forever. And in Matthew, the second chapter, it tells us is to happen in Matthew, the second chapter, and Matthew, in the 11th verse, I'm going to start reading right there, Matthew 2 and 11. Those of you all that are here, it's okay if you have your Bible or not. I'm going to start reading right now. It says, and when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Here, this passage of scripture is very significant and very important to us because it shows us what is to be expected in recognizing Christ, in recognizing who he is. The very first thing that comes to us is submission and worship. In submission and worship, because of who he is, not because of anything he may have at that time, it did not matter. It did not matter if he was sitting on a throne or not. What matters is they knew who he was, and the worship was derived from what they knew about him, not because of anything that he had done, because he hadn't done anything yet. A lot of people think that their praises and worship is only about when God does something. It's about when things are happening well, when things are happening good. When things are happening good, we can get a praise all day long. When things are happening wonderful, we worship God exuberantly. But when nothing has happened, when nothing hasn't happened, it's just the promise of what God will do. There ought to be a worship associated with that. If God says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and we come into the understanding and the reception, and we really believe that what he said shall be, we ought to worship right there. We should not complain through our emptiness. We should not complain through our absence of those things, but we should rejoice in the midst of those things, knowing that they will be because he said they would. And they kneeled down even before anything had happened, just knowing it was him because God, they gave them signs that he would be there. And I'm cutting everything short because we got to get through this. I want to give you all a chance to have something to say. But he said they kneeled down and they began to worship him and opened up their treasure. The word treasure That's the place where you keep all those precious things, all the valuable things, all the things that you love, that mean the most to you. They opened up their treasure. That there represents the heart. They opened up their heart and began to give unto him those precious things that they had. Here, they're identified as gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those are special elements. When you look at them from the spiritual point of view, the word gold there, it is rooted in the word chromahai, which is the actual root word for the anointing. They actually presented to him those things that they were anointed for, those things that they were anointed to do. So they presented to him their anointings. They also presented to him frankincense and myrrh, those things representing what was most precious and valuable and loving to them and what was most needful and useful to them. They began to present all those things to him. As a small child, they begin to present those things to him and begin to honor and acknowledge God and represent him. And all of this is kingdom worthy. All of this is kingdom thoughts, like there in Luke 17 and 20 and 21. He was telling them, he was telling the Pharisees when they were asking about the kingdom, he was telling them the kingdom is not going to be a place where you will observe over here or over there. The kingdom of God is inside of you, establishing to them what he has purposed for them and for all of us. The kingdom of God is on the inside of us, people of God, and it is there for a reason. It is there for everyone to know what God has pitched in our heart, what he has done in our heart, and where the desires of our heart should be, where the example of our lives should be, what those examples should reflect, and that is the kingdom of God. And I'm excited about what God is doing. You know, we lost a few minutes at the beginning, but it's okay. We're going to be able to continue and finish what we're doing here, speaking about the kingdom of God. But I just wanted to share this portion to give an understanding about what is to be expected of every life. As we come into our celebrations and our gatherings, we're going to come in the midst of people that don't know anything about God. And they're going to become looking for this, looking for that. But when they meet you, they're going to get exposed to the kingdom of God. When they meet you, you're going to be able to share to them what is really true and wonderful and God's love for them and how much he desires their presence, how much he desires to be in their lives and to rule in their lives, to make their lives the very best life that they could possibly live. That's what's on God's heart, and that's what should be on our hearts when we come together with our families or wherever we go. Let the kingdom of God be made known. Let it shine. Let them realize that he doesn't want us to mix our stuff with his stuff, but this is his time. Let us, who are believers and kings of the kingdom, make it his time when we all gather together. And they're going to be looking for something else. But what they're going to get is Christ when they meet you. That's important. And I want to just right now take just a few moments to pray for anybody that may be listening and you may not know Christ in this way. You may not be aware of what has happened or what this whole season actually represents. You may not be aware of it, but what has happened is your sins that you are now living in, if you are, they have already been forgiven. Your sins that you are now living in, they have already been wiped away by the blood of Jesus. By one man, sin came into the world, and by one man, all sin was eliminated. And it's up to you to accept that in order for you to actually benefit from what has been done. If I've done something for you and you know that I've done it, but you never take hold of it, you can't benefit from what has been done. And I'm going to pray this prayer for everyone, that you will have a mind to know that the Lord is with you, for you, and he desires for you to know him in a true and living way, not in something that you just read about, but he wants to actually. He wants you to actually have that experience. I'm going to pray right now. Father God, we thank you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you are doing. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are touching the lives of those that are calling on your name. You're touching the lives of those that are looking to you, Father God, that you would bring them into the understanding of your kingdom, that they would come into the knowledge of knowing, Lord, that you shed your blood, that their sins will be wiped away. And as they accept what you have done, as they acknowledge you, O God, as they speak to you, O God, and present their hearts to you, God, and open up their hearts before you,
that you would take hold of them and change their lives and save them and deliver them. And we love you today, God. We thank you right now that their lives are saved. And if you would just say after me, Lord, here I am. I'm presenting my heart to you. I'm presenting my treasure to you, all that I am. And I'm asking you now to take hold of my life and direct me that I might come to know you in the way that I need to know you. And I thank you right now. And give God glory. Give God praise, because if you meant it, he meant it as well. If you meant it, he heard it, because he wants to do it. And I'm thankful and grateful for God. God bless you all. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of Apostle Gwen right now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The lines are now open. Amen. We call in now. Amen. We're online. Praise the Lord. The lines are open now. The lines are open now. Praise God. You can call in now. The lines are open. We have any callers online? Praise the Lord. Do we have any callers?
Hello? Can
Amen.
You hear me?
Yes, hello.
Praise the Lord. This is Lady Kawana Banks and Pastor Edgar Banks listening in. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. God bless. God bless. Thank you for calling
in. God bless
in.
You.
You are welcome. Just wanted to say greetings and God bless you. And we enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Looking forward to fellowshipping with you again. We love you all.
Oh, great. We love you, too. We thank God for you guys and even for being patient, because we really experienced some technical difficulties on tonight. But, you know, we just have to press our way through. But we're just, you know, we're just excited. I'm going to put you on here so Apostle Ron can hear you also. Amen. Thank God for the man of God. Pastor Eggers online also. Praise God.
He's listening in. He can hear you.
Okay, good.
Praise God. Well, thank you. Praise God for you all. I really love and appreciate your support, and this is so important, what we've been chosen to do, and that's all of us. That's all of us. You as well. The work that God has given you all to do, and it's important that we all realize that we are one remnant, and we are one remnant that's been chosen. We are those that remained when people fell off and dropped off, and when people went this way and that way. We are those that are remaining to share this gospel of the kingdom wherever God has sent us. And that place will know that the Lord has been among them when you all begin to do that work. And I thank God for you, and we're praying that God will continue to strengthen you, Pastor Edgar and Lady Kawana, in that work. We see great things for you, and it's just exciting to know that you've taken this position, in spite of you've taken this position. So I love you for that.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Ron. We appreciate that. And I did invite my sister, if she's still on. You know, we're here in Phoenix, Arizona, but my sister evangelist, Cheryl Brown, is also on, and she's in Chicago, Illinois. So I just wanted to say that I invited her as well.
Praise God, and that's what's important. That's what's important, sharing God's word with each and every one of us, every believer. This sounds to know what we have to do. We have to get busy. We cannot be overran by the things that's going on in the world. We have to overrun the world with the things of God. Amen. That's what time it is.
Amen.
Amen. We're just so happy, and we welcome your sister to even call in on Thursdays, if she can, Thursdays at 12 o'clock on our conference line. And we are going to be going, we're going to get an upgrade on that conference. It's going to be a live video conference. So you'll be able to see us live from your computer or from your tablet. You know, I'm not sure if you can see us from your cell phone. If you have a smartphone, it's possible. that it will be available, but I'm not sure. We're going to get more information, and we're going to start that real soon. And just tell you quickly, I said thank you for calling in. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Cheryl. I'm Kiwanis' sister. I enjoyed myself. I got in a little late. I chimed in just a little bit late. I'm sorry. And I thank her for telling me about this. But I really did enjoy it. And thank you. Thank Apostle Wright or Bishop or Pastor. I really enjoyed that. Really received it. Thank
Praise
you so much. Praise,
praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, woman of God. It's just, it's good. Hey, man of God is fine for me. But I thank God for you and taking time. And please be a follower. There's so much more to the kingdom of God. We've been dealing with the message of the kingdom of God for an entire year now. And just Lady Kiwanis will share with you that there's so much to the kingdom of God and so much to the anointing that is within and flowing from that kingdom that people just have not considered. And the Lord gave us to bring it to their consideration so that they would understand what they had and what they possessed. So I thank God for you. You continue to stay encouraged and do the work that God has given you to do and set barriers. Set barriers. Set barriers. Go beyond the break and make things happen for the kingdom of God. Thank God for you.
Praise Him.
Amen, woman of God. I just see the Lord this new season that you are about to tap into. God is going to move miraculous. There are some things in 2015 that you know in your shondo that should have came to pass, but it didn't. God has His timing. There's a set time, and that time is coming. 2016 is going to be a year of years. You're going to be able to look back and see the promises of God, so many promises of God that you feel have been held up. But I want to let you know that delay is not denial. God is going to do what He said He's going to do, and He's getting ready to take you to a higher level on this year, on 2016. He's getting ready to use you greatly, even in the prophetic. God is stirring up a prophetic gift on the inside of you, where you'll be able to speak things, and you'll notice that when you speak things, things will begin to happen, and people will come back to you and say, "Sister, you said that. You said what God would do, and God did it, because God is taking you to another place." He says that He sees your hunger. He sees your thirst. He sees how you have been reaching for the more of Him, and you've even been reaching beyond the grave. You've been reaching even beyond the surface things. You've been reaching for the deep things of God, and God is going to reward you. He's going to reward you greatly. And there's some things that you even lost in 2015. God said He's going to give it back to you, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. He is going to bless you because you've been faithful. You didn't let what you lost cause you to lose any place in God, and He is going to honor your faithfulness, woman of God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
That season of reward. Season of reward. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for that word. Thank God for that word. Receive that. Receive that word because it will manifest.
Yes,
it will manifest. God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Is there anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Well, we thank and praise God. We thank and praise God for all of you all.
Amen. We thank God for you all calling in and tuning in. And right now we just want to release the line with a word of prayer. And I want you to believe God for whatever it is that you have up before Him, even in this season. I pray and I decree and I declare that this is a season of miracles. And miracles shall come forth. The things that you thought God wouldn't do just because it's the last couple of days, God said, don't give up, don't throw in the towel. I am still God. I am still on the throne, and I will do my good pleasure. I will bless. It is my pleasure to bless my people. It is my pleasure to bless the remnant.
Yes.
And God is going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yes.
Father, in this season, we thank you and
thank
we
you,
praise
Father.
You. We thank you for this call. Conference. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for all those that have called in, oh God, those that spoke up, those that didn't. Lord, we ask that you will bless them with their heart's desire. We thank you for this season of supernatural miracles. We thank you for this season of supernatural outpouring of your power. We thank you, oh God, that you are showing your glory. You're showing us your glory in this season, and we receive the supernatural thrust where you're taking us even into the next year, even into the next season, where you're thrusting us forth into our destiny. We receive it, oh God. We say yes, we say yes, and we say amen in the name of Jesus. Thank you all. Thank you all, and be blessed. Be blessed. And have a beautiful holiday season.
And make sure you let someone know that this is about the King that was born inside of us. That King is what this whole season is about. It's not about anything else other than him. Don't let anything take his place in your life for any reason. That's what brings sadness to people. But the joy of his presence in our lives, that's what brings joy. So we love you all, and we give you the we just want to thank you and continue to give God glory in this season, in this day, and make someone feel better about him. Love you.
Love you.